When it comes to selling your home, I know you'll do everything you can to make it nice and appealing for home buyers. But did you know there are certain things that turn off buyers? Don't make the mistake of doing these 15 things that turn off home buyers.
Welcome to the Creative Home Podcast, where we talk about home staging, moving, decorating, or updating your home decor. This podcast is perfect for homeowners and realtors who want real advice that works. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel. I'm a home stager and decorator for homeowners and real estate agents who just don't know where to get started on staging or decorating their home and want to eliminate the guesswork on arranging your furniture, picking colors, and knowing what works best for you. And it's my goal through these episodes to answer those home staging, moving, and decorating questions to help you through each step of the process so that you can see results and move into the next phase in your home life. Even if you have time constraints, a tight budget, or your kids are running around making you crazy, if you are ready to learn about how to make your life easier, then you've come to the right place. I can't wait to help you get started.
You may
and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, and I'm so excited you are
here. So if you have some of these issues, it could explain why your house is still on the market. A lot of these things can be easily remedied, and it's just basically taking the time to pay attention because we can get swept up in the moment, in the excitement of moving. So let's start with the first one, and that is a smell. Now, if there is a smell of mildew or something that's just not right, I'm not talking about home cooking smells, although that's part of it too. You do have to be aware of what you're cooking before you have an open house. But other lingering smells like maybe pet urine or cigarette smoke, anything like that in the house can be a turnoff for buyers. Now, obviously you can't smell it through the pictures when you're looking at them online, but as soon as they walk into the home, that can be a signal to them that there's something that hasn't been done and hasn't been taken care of. And they may not be willing to, you know, take the house and put an offer on it, right? So that's something that you do want to take a look at if it's heavily perfumed, like if you use air fresheners. There are some people that are actually very allergic to heavy perfumes. I know I have cousins who can't even do scented candles. It just makes them sneeze and tear up and everything, and they just have to just walk out of the room. So keep in mind when you do have those types of things in your home that there really should not be any smell of any kind when you're going through the house. Number two is paint color. Now you may not realize it, that paint wall color can turn off buyers. If you have lots of dark colors, or an example is red and yellow colors. If you follow the Property Brothers on HGTV, you will know that their most hated colors and the worst colors to use when selling a home is red and yellow. Any of those colors anywhere in the home. Number one, red is actually a difficult color to photograph. So the photographer that you have coming into your home is gonna have a hard time getting the right shade of red. It may be more magenta or a cherry apple red or something like that. It just probably does not look right and may stand out, and it may make everything look worse. So take a look at your paint colors. Neutral ones are the best to use, okay? Clutter is another issue that will turn off home buyers. When you walk into a room, there shouldn't be toys scattered around, other things that just don't belong in the room. You really need to start thinking of your home when you're on the market is to make it think of like a Pinterest type of picture. Would you pin this picture, right? This is something that ideally buyers want to see themselves, imagine themselves living in the home. And when there's clutter around, they can't see past that. Actually, only 10% of people can actually see beyond the clutter. So That's why it's best to put your best foot forward, make it show ready, meaning there shouldn't be any dishes out, there shouldn't be any toys, there shouldn't be stuff just lying around in the kitchen or in the dining room or bedrooms. Okay, so take a look at the clutter in the rooms and what you can do to fix that. Another one that I've seen, I don't see very often, but it does happen, is that the home seller decides they want to stay at the house during the open house. Cringy, yes. that may be something you may want to take a look at and not doing, even though I know your home best. Hopefully you've passed on all this great information about your home to the real estate agent who is representing you. They have your best interest in mind, right? As long as you've done your homework and picked one that works with you, what you want, your expectations, and how to get it sold and put on the market. But definitely do not consider staying around for the open house, okay? That is why you have your real estate agent. You can consider doing maybe putting a book together with the special features of the home. Maybe it has a water filtration system. Maybe the pool is a saltwater pool. Put those types of things in a book, in a pamphlet, on a flyer. So that's something that can be conveyed to the buyers and they go, oh, wait, there's a man cave down here. Oh, there's a basement or a garage or a shed that's separate from the property off, you know, off the side in the backyard. Highlight those types of things and those will be conveyed to the buyers. Okay. Another thing is kind of in the clutter department is dirty dishes. I know it is so hard to live in a home when your house is in the market. Believe me, I've done it every time we've sold our house. We've lived in the house while it's on the market. And while it's not, doesn't take a lot of time and effort to do, but it can be, right? It just won't take long. So make sure those dishes are put in the dishwasher, start the dishwasher before you head off to work. And then that way it's, you know, clean and the counters are all set and looking really good, right? So dirty dishes are something you definitely don't want to have around. I know it may be a little more difficult to do, but this is not going to last forever. Okay. Bathroom towels on the floor. Now I know if you have kids, they have a tendency not to care about those types of things, but this is where you'll need to enlist their help if they're older to help you out with this. Okay. hang them up nice and neat before you may want to take a little bit of time before you head out the door in the mornings, because you never know if there's going to be a showing of your house that morning, that afternoon. So make sure you take some time to neatly straighten out the towels and, you know, things like that. Another item is cluttered counters. We talked a little bit about this as well. I actually have a podcast episode number 299 where I talk about staging countertops. And this is a great way to show off the counters that actually are there. You want to show off the gleaming granite or the marble or whatever else, what kind of surface that you have, and not be cluttered with a coffee maker, a toaster, whatever small appliances you have on that counter or even in the bathrooms. Okay. You want to show off how beautiful that countertop is. And by decluttering it, it'll help you again, show off that space. Another thing that turns off home buyers are half finished home projects. So if you've been meaning to get to that honey-do list of, oh, I've been trying to fix that doorknob, or the screen is, you know, cut maybe in the enclosed porch, whatever it is, buyers will notice that too. Like, oh, well, that's not taken care of and that's not done. And what's this project? Maybe a bathroom you started a renovation and didn't quite finish it. Now is the time to complete all those honey-do lists, whether you do it or just hire somebody else out to finish them for you, so that the buyers don't think, oh, well, this isn't done. It's going to cost me X amount of dollars to get this done. So that means I'm going to reduce that amount from the price of the home and the offer on the home. You don't want them thinking that way. Okay. So finish those projects and get them done. Another thing is holes in the walls. I actually had one client, one of my very first clients in the beginning of staging, when I was staging houses, they wanted me to cover up, they had a big fist size wall. I took it, a kid just, you know, was throwing a ball around the house or something like that. And it just made a hole in the wall, right? They wanted me to put a picture or a piece of artwork over it. I'm like, oh, that's not what staging is. It doesn't cover up holes in the wall. So things like that are things you need to take care of and get done. And, you know, again, turns off buyers if there's things that just aren't taken care of and complete. They want to move into a house, not have to do a to-do list before they even move in. Okay. So like I said, that was one of my first staging jobs that I had as a home stager. I do have a free guide to get you started on staging your home. It's called How to Start Staging Your House Now. It's a free guide. I'll put a link in the show notes in the notes below so that you can get that attachment as well, so that you can get started on what you should be doing. It talks about how to influence buyers, what home improvements to consider doing first before others, and then 10 home staging tips to get you started right away. All right, back to the list of what else turns off home buyers. An overgrown yard. Yes, that is a big one that basically buyers will see that as soon as they pull up to the drive, right? If they have to walk through knee-high weeds or, you know, bushes that aren't trimmed, those are things that they will, again, will start to think, well, if they can't maintain the outside, what makes me think that they've maintained the inside? So they're already thinking, well, I need to start, you know, decreasing my offer. This is going to cost me this X amount of dollars to fix and get this all going. So don't let them think that way. Just take care of that yard, get it trimmed. I know we had a point where we had to rent out our house and we didn't have renters in between. So we had a landscaper come in every week or two, depending on the season, to come in and cut the yard, edge the driveway and things like that. So if that's something that you need to do, that's what needs to be done as well. Speaking of plants and yards, is too many plants. I'm talking about indoor plants. That is another turnoff because then it looks like more of a jungle or a nursery rather than a home. I've seen pictures of houses that were not staged and they had, gosh, about 20 plants in the bathroom. That's a lot of plants and they were all different sizes. They were beautiful. It's fantastic, but this is not the time to show those off. What you're going to probably have to do is spread them out to the rooms. I actually had another home owner where she had lots of plants also. And what we did, because they had so many different rooms, we were able to spread them out, like maybe put, you know, two or three in the kitchen out of the 10 that she had, and then moved them to different spots, maybe in the Eden kitchen, maybe in the living room, in a bookshelf, on whatever. So that, again, it didn't look like a nursery or, you know, a jungle that took over the house, right? So definitely take a look at that. Dirty laundry is another thing to look at. And I know it's really hard to be doing laundry while your house is on the market. I would recommend small loads if you can do it every couple of days or so. And I know this is just part of living in a house when it's on the market. Believe me, like I said, I've done this every single house we've sold. It can be done. It's only for a short amount of time. So make sure that when you do the laundry, that you do get it washed, you get it dried, and then put away right away. Okay. Don't let it sit piled up in the laundry room. If you have a closet that you can maybe put a lid on those items, that's an option to do, but don't leave them empty, you know, those hampers out there in front of the washer machine to get done. Okay. Dirty kitchen appliances is another thing that turns off buyers. They're going to be opening up cabinets and appliances, checking what's the oven look like. Is it dirty? Is the refrigerator dirty? All those types of things. They're going to be looking and they're going to be opening up. So take a look now. Start getting that oven scrubbed, the stovetop cleaned, the microwave cleaned, all those types of things. If you don't do that, then maybe enlist a friend to help you out or a cleaning service to help you with that as well. But those are big things that the buyers will look at and say, ooh, I'm going to pay for a cleaning service to come take off this and get this cleaned up. So again, another thing you don't want them to add on their to-do list. Number 14 on my list are old-fashioned decor trends. Yeah. I know. So if your house is older, you probably have some dated items. I actually have a blog post called 5 Decor Trends That Date Your Home. So I will put that in the notes below with the link to read that as well. But basically it's lighting, it's things like that. You probably know what I'm talking about. Like, ooh, yeah, that's a dated look. Yeah, you can tell. So If you have some of those things, I know I had a client who basically had to update her light fixtures, which she did. It was the dining room and the eat-in kitchen area. They were just older, you know, fixtures. Those are easily changed out and can be, make the actually place look so much better with just a few changes in the light fixtures. Okay. And then finally, my last one, which you're probably going to laugh about, but it does happen. Number 15 that turns off are dead bugs. I know. Oh, I was staging a home where the bugs were just all by the front door as soon as you walked in. Now, I get that it's going to happen, especially by the garage area sometimes too, right? But this house was vacant, had moved out, and no one had come in to kind of just sweep it up and clean them out, right? So you don't want to show those kinds of things around. Obviously, you wouldn't show that in the pictures, but over time, if your house is on the market and sitting there for a little while, they'll accumulate. So you definitely need to come in and check on it if you've moved out, or have someone else check on it, just to make sure, sweep up the dead bugs by the front door, by the garage, you know, on the porch, on the back patio, take a look and see, you know, cobwebs, things like that. Because that will just show that people are like, oh, well, you're in a hurry to get out, so I could probably lowball you on this house because you've been waiting for a while, right? You don't want them thinking that. Okay. So those are just 15 things that turn off home buyers that you can easily fix. Like I said, it doesn't take much time, but I did want to share them with you so that you knew what to look out for. Pay attention to those types of things. And you may want to look around and go, ooh, yeah, okay, we need to work on that. So that way you get the best offer on your house, and that way you can move into your next dream home. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Creative Home Podcast. This podcast gives me a chance to help you with staging, moving, and decorating. So I hope you come back and listen for more tips. If you have a question or have a suggestion on what I should cover on a future episode, let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can DM me on Instagram at Blue Diamond Staging and Design, or email me at Kasha, K-A-S as in Sam, I-A, @bluediamondstaging.com.